Blackstone Audio presents The Question of Bruno by Alexander Hamon. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki, Gabriel Ducure, and Vikas Adam.
Islands. 1. We got up at dawn, ignored the Yoki sun, loaded our navy blue Austin with suitcases, and then drove straight to the coast, stopping only on the verge of Sarajevo so I could pee. I sang communist songs the entire journey. Songs about mournful mothers looking through graves for their dead sons. Songs about the revolution, steaming and steely like a locomotive. Songs about striking miners burying their dead comrades. By the time we got to the coast, I had almost lost my voice. 2. We waited for the ship on a long stone pier, which burnt the soles of my feet as soon as I took off my sandals. The air was sweltering, saturated with sea ozone, exhaustion, and the smell of coconut sunscreen coming from the German tourists, already red and shellacked, lined up for a photo at the end of the pier. We saw the thin stocking of smoke on the horizon thread, then the ship itself getting bigger, slightly slanted sideways like a child's drawing. I had on a round straw hat with all the seven dwarfs painted on it. It threw a short, dappled shadow over my face. I had to raise my head to look at the grown-ups. Otherwise, I would look at their gnarled knees, the spreading sweat stains on their shirts, and sagging wrinkles of fat on their thighs. One of the Germans, an old bony man, got down on his knees and puked over the pier edge. The vomit hit the surface and then...